You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode 47.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード47番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about 挨拶 or greetings.
結構この話題は違いがあって面白いと思うんだよね。
I get a lot of questions about this, so I imagine that you do as well.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So the funny one that I think is really popular here, that a lot、mm-hmm. of people know, is もしもし。
あ、もしもしね。
I think it's because it's so cute sounding that people tend to glom onto it. They're like, oh, yeah. But a lot of times they get it wrong and they'll say もしもし。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that is so cute. え、もしもし?
うん。Oh. 間違って、もしもしとか。
もしもしは可愛いよ。
I know. Oh. I don't, but that's a really popular one for some reason. Like, a lot of people seem to know that that's how you answer your phone.
Yeah, well, 確かにそうやって聞くとさ、スペシフィックだよね。フォンだけで、例えばアメリカだと電話に出るときってなんて言う?
Hello.
だよね。こんにちはっていうか、どうもみたいな感じのように聞こえるけど、日本の場合、はい、もしもししかないは電話のときしか使わないし。
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah, it's very unique. しかもちょっと可愛いよね。そうやって見てみると。でも、例えば、それこそやっことちーちゃんが、こうスカイプとかして映像が見えてフェイスタイムとかスカイプとかした時には使わないと思うんだよね、mm-hmm. 見えるから
I wonder why that is. It makes me wonder about the origins of もしもし
It does, it does. What I know is、昔さこうワーキータキーとか無線でお互い連絡を取ってた時って They would say もしもしって言うんだよね、oh. 申し上げるって It's、mm-hmm. the Japanese 敬語 of saying I'm going to speak. So、mm-hmm. もしもしって言って相手にそうそうそういることを確認してから喋り始めるんだけどそれが多分や本当にヤコの勝手な予想なんだけど想像なんだけどそれがもしもしに縮まったんじゃないかなみたいな、mm-hmm. maybe
interesting yeah. interesting yeah that could be it
仕事の場合でもねあの職場にいて電話に出るじゃない?クライアントから来る電話に。はい、その時はもしもしは言わないんだよね。
right, right. But if it was like your friend or your mom、yeah. or somebody calling,、yeah. that would be different, right?
Exactly. そうそうそう、mm. 仕事では使わないけど、そういう自分の知り合いとか友達とか家族だったら使うっていうところを、日本人はまあ普通に使い分けてるけど、これ海外の人から取ったら難しいだろうね。
Mm-hmm. See, I think that's the difference. Like, 日本だと there's personal...挨拶 and then there's professional 挨拶 and they're、
oh,
really、
yeah.
I feel like they're really different where you know as you run into somebody during the day、
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know in the morning you would say おはようございますand then こんにちはとか、
yeah, yeah.
こんばんはとか、はい、but at work don't you、はい、say like お疲れ様
そうなんだよよく言うまあよちーちゃんもよく知ってるなと思うけどあの本当に朝はあんまり言わないかもしれない。朝は確かに普通におはようございますって言うけど、はい、like in the daytime if you run into somebody,、mm-hmm. then you would say お疲れ様ですとかお疲れ様、mm-hmm. that this をつけるね。お疲れ様ですって言うかもね。Mm-hmm. Yeah,、mm-hmm. and it's really it doesn't have a meaning specifically. It's just saying hi.
yeah, but a very formal way.
Yes, yes.
To talk to a colleague.
Yes.
See, I think here in the United States, you know, we'll say good morning、mm-hmm. in the morning at the workplace,、mm-hmm. but pretty much throughout the day, it's just hi, hey,、uh-huh. hey, Bob, how are you, right?、 How's it going? That type of a thing.
Oh, なるほど。Hey, hi, how are you? How's it going? なんだね。やっぱりそこら辺なんだ。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we don't say good day or good evening.
だよね。ちょっとそれだとあのよそよそしいっていうか、it doesn't sound as friendly. Mm-hmm. じゃあ例えば仕事場で、mm-hmm. How are you? って言われたら、なんて答えればいいの？
Usually most people will say, oh, it's going good. How are you? In return.It's not a real question.
だよね。だよ、そこなんだよ。
It's not like, let me tell you how my day is going.
なんかさ、I get a lot of questions like this, especially for the 挨拶、mm-hmm. how are you? で、I bet our listeners are wondering as well, but how are you? ってちゃんと答えた方がいいのか、もう流しちゃったらいいの方がいいのか、それがいつも戸惑うっていうのを聞くから。
Yeah. It's a tricky one. I think it's somewhere in between. Where, you know, because they, depending on the situation, that person may or may not care how you're doing and they're just trying to be polite. But at the same time, they might care. So sometimes it's nice to give a little bit of a response besides good. But not a lot.
そこはやっぱりあの幅はあるんだね。I'm good とか言うだけでも全然 OK だし、mm-hmm. まあもうちょっとなんか自分の人生の中で事件があったら、まあちょっと言ってもいいみたいな、
right.
そういう感じでもあるんだね。
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's like early in the morning and someone's like, "How are you?" It's like, "Oh, I'm tired. I'm still waking up and drinking my coffee. How are you doing?"
Oh, そういう感じになるんだね。はいはいはい。What's up とかも言う?
What's up is a much more of a slang term, and it's more of a younger vernacular. So I feel like it's typically younger folks, and a lot of times it will be shortened to sup, right? Instead of what's up, it's what's up, right?
Sup しか言わないんだ。
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And a lot of times you just say it in return. So if I was like, "Hey, Esco, what's up?" and you'd be like, "Sup." ただの、はい、はいって感じ。
あ、そういう感じ。あ、じゃあ、What's up で、What's、まあ、What's up って聞かれたら、What's up で返せばいいって感じなんだ。
Yeah, you can absolutely do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
なるほどね。Yeah. そこはね、やっぱ生活してた時に、そういう風に言われたりしてたことがなかったんで、本当ヤコも知らなかった。どういう風にすればいいんだろうって。
I think because it became popular, I want to say like maybe like the like 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I have such a bad concept of time, but it's definitely more modern slang.
だよね。
And there was a period where people would be like, "What's up?" Like that was like the big thing. What's up? You know, like you kind of drag it out. And that's kind of thankfully gone away. But a lot of times the response to what's up is what's up.
なるほどね。それ以外のなんかすれ違う時に挨拶する仕方ってある?
Besides, hey, hello, how are you? What's up? What's happening? It's variations of the same question.
はいはいはい。Right? まあそうだね。
What's shaking? What's new?
あ、what's shaking? とかも言う。あ、なるほどね。なんか聞いたことあるね、それもね。
Yeah. Those are definitely more the casual.
なるほどなるほど。本当だって日本だと仕事場だとね、どうしてもお疲れ様ですしか聞かないもんね。
Yeah.
こんにちは、おはようございます、お疲れ様ですぐらいかな。
Mm-hmm. I feel like small talk is so difficult in the Japanese corporate environment, right? Because like normally, if I was in a American corporate culture, I would be like, "Hey, how are you? Like, how's that project going that you're working on? Or, you know, did you do anything fun this weekend?" Right? Like, we talk about life and what's going on. But in Nihon, I would be like, "Otsukaresama desu." And then they would be like, "Otsukaresama desu." And then it's like silence.
That's it.
And then I don't know what to say.
はいはいはい。そうなんだよね。
難しいよね。
難しい。もうスモールトークはね、確かにね、日本の感覚としてはなかなかね、ないというか、発展しないというか。ただ、やっぱり、まあ、お疲れ様ですとか言うのも、最近の人たちはみんなちゃんと言うけど、昔の人ってそんなに言わない人は言わないし、もっとカジュアルだと思う、逆に。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, even in my firm, probably the older people would not exactly say お疲れ様です all the time. They would just start talking to you.
Okay.
And they are capable of doing more of the small talk thing. And I think ヤングジェネレーションの方がなんか型にはまった感じでやってるかもしれないね、うん、And there's always お疲れ様とご苦労様もあるんだけど、ご苦労様ですっていうのもあるんです、うん、Yeah, but I didn't actually know what the difference for this was until recently I looked it up and 正式にはお疲れ様ですっていうのは目上の人に対して言う、
はい、
superior に対して言うもので、うんSuperior の人がこうもっと従順の人に対して言うのがご苦労様。
Okay, that makes sense because ご苦労様 sounds kind of like good job.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And、exactly. you wouldn't say that to a superior necessarily.
はいはいはい、そうだね。
Right,
だね
like it's like, and that like, I don't know, there's something like ご苦労様 sounds kind of, you would say it to a subordinate.
うんうんうん。でもまだその感覚の通りだと思う。本当は、mm-hmm. 実際にはめちゃくちゃになってるところもあるかもしれないけど、mm-hmm. 使われ方としてはね。でも、mm-hmm. うん、その感覚は正しいと思うね。
Yeah, because I feel like, for example, if my dad came home from work, right?、Mm-hmm. I would say like, お疲れ様です。But if I said, ご苦労様です, it would be a little bit condescending.
Yeah, yeah, そうだね、そうだね。まさにそう。
Yeah, that's one thing that I think is so difficult to express、yes. when John comes home from work. I want to say, お疲れ様, you know, but it's like, I don't know what to say.But like, hey, thanks for your hard day at work. Like, it just seems so awkward, you know?
Oh, yeah. え、でもさ、その、ジョンが帰ってきて、お疲れ様ですとかって言ったことあるん?
No, because when he comes home, I'm like, hey, babe, how are you? Right? It's the how are you question again. How was your day? So that's always the greeting, right? And because Americans are so accustomed to asking how are you. So even if I was writing an email to a friend, I might start with like, hey, Asko, how are you? Like, and then go into the content.And so, and that might be the same thing I would open with when I see you. It would be the same thing I would open with when I call you, be like, hey, how are you? And so we say it so often that Americans, I think, always want to say it. They're like, how do I say this in Japanese? And it's like, we don't ask, お元気ですかっていうのはさ、
うんうんうん、
聞かないじゃない、どっちかっていうと毎日。
あんまりね。
お元気ですか、お元気ですかって。
はいはいはいはいはい。
So even though that's the question, that's not the right greeting.
Yeah.Exactly. だから本当に今ちーちゃんが言った通りまさにそのアメリカの場合は How are you? どん、まあ、顔を合わせた時には How are you? っていうのを言うのがアメリカの挨拶なんだろうね。でそれに対して日本だと時と場合によってでまたその同じ挨拶なんだけどはいみたいな挨拶なんだけど使う言葉が違うみたいなことになってるんだろうね。だから when you try to translate, it's really difficult. But、yeah. if you think about that, how the 挨拶 is different, then you、yeah. can kind of find out what to say at certain situations.
That, ne? Well, and I think that it's this is how like words, you know, culture drives our words and our words drive our culture because how are you is like an expression of interest, right? Like I'm interested in you. I want to connect with you. Right? It's a personal question. How are you doing? And so like at, even at a meeting, like a business meeting and you say, how are you? It's a personal question where お疲れ様 is a it's a phrase of respect.And gratitude, right?
そうだね。
And so, it's like, it just holds a different, like, energy, even though you use it in the same way.
うん、いいポイントだね。それはなんかもうアメリカと日本の文化の違いのまさにアルティメートなところのような気がする。
Yeah, it's folded into the language.
Yeah. 本当に The other day I was、riding on the train. 結構ね最近中国の人が多いんだよ。で中国人がなんか中国語で喋ってんだよね。で明らかに、まあ、日本の会社で働いてる中国の人たちなんだけどなんか話してて、で最後2人があのどっかの駅で降りたんだけど 1人の人しか降りなかったんだよね。その時に、不思議なのが最後のお別れの挨拶がお疲れ様ですだったの。あこれもしかして中国語にもなかなかない感じなのかなと思って
さ。 Maybe Yeah, that could very much be the case because there are times where it's like I have very specific expressions that I want to say but that don't exist in the English language.
Oh.
そしたら日本語に言うお疲れ様とか、
あ、まあまあ、
それはもうハマるね。
はいはい。
Every time I'm like, ooh, I don't know how to say that.
本当面白いよ。そのアメリカだとさ、まあアメリカに限らずっていうところがあるかもしれないけど、そのあでその相手に対する興味から How are you? 本当にこう知りたくてっていうのが根底に流れてるっていうのはあるだろうね。 あんまりそういう感覚って日本人にはなくて、本当どっちかっていうとグラティトゥードをエクスプレスしたり、
はい、
ありがとうございます、感謝してますみたいな、
はいはいはい、
そんな感じの挨拶が多いもんね。
One、yeah. I get stuck on all the time, and I just say it in Japanese, is いただきます。食べる前に、I want to say something, but you know,、yeah. I'm not Christian, so I don't say grace, right? I don't say a prayer,、
はいはい、
which is、
はい、
what's more common here if you say anything at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but here it's like, let's eat, or, you know, like, eat、mm. up, or it's just sort ofa verb of doing something where itadakimasu I feel like expresses again gratitude, right? Like、
ね、
of receiving the food and so that's something like I always say it to myself.
Ah, 授乳って実際にない、mm. ご飯食べる前にそのクリスチャンのプレイヤーとかじゃないようなことって他にな他にっていうかなんて言って食べる特にないのかな、
Nothing. You don't say anything and that's the awkward part too. It's like,何かを言いたいっていう気持ちが、
ね、
right? Like I'm like I want to say something, so、
yeah.
I just say いただきます。
そうだね。もうでも確かに何にも言わないで食べ始めるって日本人にとってはできないかもね。
Right? It's hard.、Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I totally on the same page with that. It's like、
うんうんうん、
何か言いたいっていう気持ちがどうしても。Just, right, like I think greetings are so ingrained in our being that it's like when we、yeah. have when we can't express that greeting, it's very、yeah. like uncomfortable.
That is uncomfortable. でそれでそれをちーちゃんが未だにそれを感じながらそっちで生活してるのも面白いよね。Like, it doesn't go away, でしょ
No, no,、yeah. it definitely doesn't. Like でいただきますとか、
うんうんうん、
お疲れ様とかもさ。
はいはいはい。ごちそうさまは言う？実際。
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I feel like that one's not as, that one doesn't feel quite as like urgent and imperative in my,
はいはいはい。
in my body.
はいはいはい。そうだね。
It is if it's somebody is treating us to dinner, right? But, I mean,、うん、that's definitely, you know, where we say, oh, thank you so much for dinner.
そうだね。
In a more formal fashion. But,お家で食べ終わった時は we don't, I don't feel like it's as imperative.
なるほどね。また確かにそうだよね。もちろん食べ終わった後はいろいろ言えることがあるもんね。Thank you. もう、まあ、普通に全然いいし、あ、美味しかったとか、そういうことはね、全然いくらでも言えるけど。
Like when I go to a Japanese restaurant, I really have a hard time just leaving. I always feel like I have to say ごちそうさまでした to the restaurant.
Yes! We、yeah. do that too!
Yeah, I can't just be like, see ya! You know? So,
確かに言うね。あの、言わずにはお店は出られないね。ごちそうさまでしたって言ってからか、mm-hmm. お店に言って必ず出るけど。Like, that reminds me of how スーパーに行った時に、アメリカのね、
はい、
まあ必ずではないかもしれないけど、話しかけてくれることない？あの、レジの人に。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is uncommon here in Japan.
Yeah, where you have a personal conversation、yeah. with staff, yeah.
そうそうそう。スタッフが、それこそ How are you? ってどうよみたいな感じで話しかけてくれるのがすごい refreshing だし、mm-hmm. 嬉しいって感じだよね。あの、日本のスーパーだとそんな話全くしないし、もういそいそ早く終わらせるっていうのに集中しててさ。
Yeah.I went to 7-Eleven once to buy dinner or lunch or something, I don't know, and I was,、mm-hmm. I bought a obento みたいな。
はいはいはい。
買って、this is in Japan.
Okay.
Japanese 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was like asking like, お箸つけましょ、you know, like the,
yeah.
You know, she was just asking me a few questions like about that. And then somewhere, so it's very formal 敬語の questioning, right? And then、yeah. she asked the wrong thing.And she was this really young girl, and she's like, ah, 間違った It was like this moment of like realness, though, where she was like a human being for just that second, you know, and we kind of giggled about it, you know, but that was like, I mean, there's so few times that I experience sort of human connection with Japanese staff members who are providing a service.
そうなのよ。もう本当にやっぱそれがね、日本のまあそのセブンイレブンみたいなコンビニもそうだし、普通のなんか物を買うお店でもそうだし、食べるところまあ食べるところはもうちょっとヒューマンな会話あるかもしれないけど、とりあえずいらっしゃいませって言われるじゃん。だけどこっちも見てもいないからさ、そういうヒューマンなコネクションは全く感じないんだよね。
Yeah.
で、だから、
There are places though, like in 下町とか、
Oh yeah,
right
oh,
yeah. in the more in the suburbs and the countryside, it's really different, I think.、Mm-hmm. But in the city, it's very like I'm a robot and we're just doing a transaction.
そうなん だよ。だから I miss the human connection. And アメリカ行ってもうスーパーだけでそういう会話ができるだけで超嬉しいもんね。
Mm-hmm. And I think as we wrap up our podcast here, there's a question of like, what do you say to say goodbye, right? And a lot of times what people, Americans will be like, oh, you say sayonara.
はいはいはい。
実際こうさよならっては言わないじゃない。
言わない。
Right? It's like, and so it's a funny word. It's like, お元気ですかとさよなら is like words that we learn as Japanese translations, but they're actually words that are very rarely used in Japanese language. So I think that's a funny thing because we'll say things like, じゃあねとかまたねとか明日ねとか。
まさにその通りだね。じゃあね、バイバイとか、まあそのぐらいは言うかもしれないけど、確かにさようならって、that's exactly...true, because we hear a lot of foreigners say sayonara because it's the one goodbye they learn. Yeah. But we're just, you know, we appreciate the effort to learn the language, and so we would say sayonara, but we never use it among Japanese.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I'm like, I feel like they teach that wrongly.
Yeah, well, that's こう same vice versa だよね。日本人が英語習うときってこんなの使わないよみたいなのばっかり習ってるからね。
Yeah. Oh, we should delve into that into another podcast.
Definitely.
That would be interesting to learn.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, let's wrap for today because I feel like with Aisatsu, there's so many. I feel like we actually need to have another podcast specifically.To address other ones, because there's so many more.
Well, definitely the part two, やりましょう今度.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for joining us for this podcast, and we look forward to talking to you all again next week.
それでは、なんてよ、バイバ
イ。バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。